السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته يا شيخ علي.
أبا عبد الرحمن، كيف الحال؟
الحمد لله يا شيخ علي، مساء الخير.
نبدأ أمين
نعم
وإياك.
يا شيخ.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا. إنه من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. أبا عبد الرحمن، Can we hear me؟ أبا عبد الرحمن،
نعم يا شيخ هذا.
طيب،
نعم.
I was saying that our book on these days, أيام الجمعة, is كتاب الكبائر by الإمام الذهبي رحمه الله. And we are on الكبيرة الخامسة, the fifth كبيرة من الكبائر that الإمام الذهبي has mentioned in this book, كتاب الكبائر. We have repeatedly said that this book is based on just one verse of the Quran and a second one like it. That verse Allah said, إِنْ تَجْتَنِبُوا كَبَائِرَ مَا تُنْهَوْنَ عَنْهُ نُكَفِّرْ عَنْكُمْ سَيِّئَاتِكُمْ وَنُدْخِلْكُمْ مُدْخَلًا كَرِيمًا. إِنْ تَجْتَنِبُوا كَبَائِرَ مَا تُنْهَوْنَ عَنْهُ, if you abstain from kaba'ir ma tunhawna an, those things that are from the kaba'ir, amongst the things that we have prohibited you, from the things that Allah has prohibited on us, some of them are kaba'ir. So Allah says, in tajtanibu kaba'ir ma tunhawna anhu, if you abstain from those ones that are kaba'ir, from the things that tunhauna an, you have been prohibited from coming near. The rest of your relatively smaller sins, nukafir ankum, I will atone them on your behalf. وَنُدْخِلْكُمْ مُدْخَلًا كَرِيمًا, and I will honorably grant you entrance into Al-Jannah, which is the home of honor. So the question is, what are those sins that are kabair? In trying to understand those sins that are kabair was why Al-Imam al-Zahabi compiled this book, because the insan, the individual, la yattaqi Mala Yadri, if you don't know something that you should abstain from, you cannot abstain from kaba'ir if you don't know kaba'ir. The first from amongst the kaba'ir and the worst of them that Al-Imam al-Zahabi mentioned was Ash-Shirku Billah. And thereafter, Rahmahullah, he came to Qatlu Nafs, taking a soul. The first was joining partners with Allah, and the second was Qatlu Nafs, committing that evil sin of murder. The third of them was As-Sihr, which refers to sorcery or black magic, as it is called, or witchcraft and witchery. After that, Al-Imam al-Zahabi, rahimahullah, he came to that heinous, grievous sin, Tarku Salah, abandoning Salah. We said that abandoning Salah occurs in two forms: abandoning Salah completely, that is kufr, when the individual abandons Salah, he thinks that his observing the Salah is not even compulsory on him, he has no duty upon him to observe Salah. All the scholars are agreed that this kind of a belief and action, it takes that individual out of Islam. But as for the one who delays the time of Salawat, They will not observe Salatul Fajri until the time of Zuhur. They will not observe Zuhur until the time of Maghrib and Isha. He combines them like this. These are the people that Allah referred to in Surah Al-Ma'un when he said, فَوَيْلٌ لِلْمُصَلِّينَ الَّذِينَ هُمْ عَنْ صَلَاتِهِمْ سَاهُونَ. Those who are careless regarding their salah. After this evil of abandoning salah, we came to Al-Kabiratul Khamisa, the fifth major sin, which was Man'uz Zakah. We have discussed Man'uz Zakah, refusing to pay Zakah, in two classes. In the first class, we explained the importance of Zakah, one of which is that in the verses where Allah combined the instruction for us to observe Salah and pay Zakah, they are about 27 places in the Quran where Allah employed the expression saying, Subhanahu wa ta'ala, Aqimu salata wa atu zakah. Wa aqimu salata wa atu zakah. Wa aqimu salata wa atu zakah. He was always connecting Subhanahu wa ta'ala between the instruction to observe Salah and the instruction to pay Zakah. Likewise, when Abdullah ibn Umar told us about the pillars of Islam, said, Buni al-Islam wa ala khamsin. Islam is built upon five pillars. The first of them was Shahada. The second was them of them was Iqam al-Salah. He quickly followed it with wa ita al-Zakah. That was also from the Prophet Muhammad, alayhi salatu wasalam. Likewise, Abdullah ibn Umar reported that hadith. That one occurs in Sahih al-Bukhari and Muslim, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasalam said to us that umirtu an uqatil an-nas hatta yashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa yuqimu as-salat wa yu'tu az-zakah. Umirtu an uqatil an-nas. I have been commanded to charge against the people, to make efforts against the people, to advance against the people, hatta yashhadu, until they testify that there is no deity deserving worship except Allah, wa yuqimu as-salah, and until they establish the salah, wa yu'tu zakah, and pay the zakah. We also mentioned other virtues of observing zakah before we came to those verses that warn against refusing to pay zakah. Allah's command is that we should pay zakah. So if the individual refuses to pay zakah, he is conflicting with that instruction from Allah to obey him. So in the first verse that Al-Imam al-Zahabi mentioned here, Allah said to us in Surah Fussilat, وَوَيْلُ لِلْمُشْرِكِينَ. May woe be upon the people of shirk. الَّذِينَ لَا يُؤْتُونَ الزَّكَاةَ وَهُمْ بِالْآخِرَةِ هُمْ كَافِرُونَ. One of the ways of these people of shirk that Allah curses in this portion in the Quran is that la yu'tuna zakah, they will not give out, they will not hand out the zakah, the mushrikun. One of the reasons for which Allah cursed them and promised them wail on the day of Qiyamah is that la yu'tuna zakah, meaning that from the ways of the people of shirk is to refuse zakah. So no person of Iman should behave refusing to hand out zakah. May Allah protect us. The second verse Al-Imam al-Zahabi mentioned was that verse in Surah At-Tawbah. Allah said, وَالَّذِينَ يَكْنِذُونَ الذَّهَبَ وَالْفِضَّةَ وَلَا يُنْفِكُونَهَا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ فَبَشِّرْهُمْ بِعَذَابٍ أَلِيمٍ يوم يحمى عليها في نار جهنم فتكوى بها جباههم وجنوبهم وظهورهم هذا ما كنستم لأنفسكم فذوقوا ما كنتم تكنزون. الله سيد سبحانه وتعالى. والذين يكنزون الذهب والفضة ولا ينفقون في سبيل الله. الذين يكنزون الذهب والفضة, those who they keep away, they hoard الذهب والفضة, they hoard gold and silver that is due for zakah. Instead of handing them out for zakah, they hoard them. يكنزون الذهب والفضة ولا ينفقونها في سبيل الله. They will refuse to pay their gold and their silver monies. لا ينفقونها في سبيل الله. They will refuse to hand them out in zakah for the sake of Allah. Allah said, فبشرهم بعذاب أليم. Give them information. These people, I will punish them, the azadin, with a punishment that is alim, very painful. Yawma yuhma alayha fi nari jahannam, fatukwa biha jibahuhum wa junubuhum wa zuhuruhum. This expression involves two things. It firstly involves that those who refuse to pay zakah, they will be punished inside Jahannam. It also involves the fact that that wealth that they have hoarded, yuhma alayha fi nari Jahannam, the wealth itself will be heated up inside Jahannam. Fatukwa biha jibahuhum wa junubuhum, and it will be used to smear, it will be used to rub jibahuhum, their faces, wajunubuhum, and their sides, wadhuhuruhum, and their backs. Two punishments, that wealth that they hoarded, and they themselves will be in Jahannam. So the hoarded wealth will be a means to punish them inside Jahannam. The third punishment, هَذَا مَا كَنَسْتُمْ لِأَنفُسِكُمْ, that expression of insult against them, that this is your wealth that you have hoarded, thinking that you are saving it for yourself. كَنَسْتُمْ, you hid it, you kept it for yourself, thinking that you are saving, thinking that your pocket is big, thinking that your account is fat. The same thing has become a means of punishment for you. فَذُوكُوا, so taste now, مَا كُنْتُمْ تَكْنِزُونَ, all of what you were hoarding and hiding and piling and keeping. Taste the punishment with it. Three punishments. They will be in Jahannam. The wealth they hoarded will be a means of punishment for them. While they suffer that punishment, they will be insulted over the punishment. May Allah protect us. So hoarding zakah, refusing to pay zakah, is a major sin that can bring the individual into Jahannam on the day of Qiyamah. May Allah protect us from the evil fire of Jahannam and from the evil sin of man'u zakah, refusing, holding back zakah. The next hadith, Al-Imam al-Zahabi mentioned, we have explained the hadith. We mentioned that what he mentioned as hadith 41 in this book is a combination of two hadith. The first hadith was the hadith of Abu Huraira, and the second part of the hadith was the hadith of Jabir ibn Abdullah al-Ansari. We said that the two hadith, they occur in Sahih Muslim under the chapter Bayanu wa Ithmu Mani'i Zakah. Bayanu wa Ithmu Mani'i Zakah. Bayanu Ithmi Mani'i Zakah. Explaining Ithmi Mani'i Zakah. The sin, the gravity of the same. So the two hadith occurring here as one hadith, they are two separate hadith occurring in Sahih Muslim. In the first of them, and what he has even cited from the first of them is just a part of it. In the class where we actually studied that hadith, we read hadith from the beginning to where Al-Imam al-Zahabi stopped and beyond. For the very lengthy hadith, and it includes what we will read now. The Prophet said in that hadith, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ma min sahibi iblin wala baqarin wala ganamin la yuaddi minha zakataha illa butiha laha yawm al-qiyamah biqa'in qarqarin. The Prophet said, alayhi salatu wasalam, ma min sahibi iblin wala baqarin. There is no one who owns ibl, some camels, wala baqarin, likewise some cows, wala ganamin, likewise some sheep and some goats. But this individual, la yuaddi minha zakataha, he will not hand out the zakah that is due on his camel, on his cow, and on his ganam, his goat, and his sheep. La yuaddi minha. He will not remove from these animals zakataha, the zakatu that is due upon them. He will not do so. Anybody who does this, butiha laha yawm al-qiyamati biqa'in qarqarin, this individual, he will be made to lie face down for these animals. Butiha laha, he will be made to lie face down for these animals, yawm al-qiyam, on the day of qiyamah. Where will he be lying down? Biqa'in qarqarin, he will be made to lie down on a flat, vast land for these animals. And these animals, tanpahuhu bikuruniha, tanpahuhu bikuruniha, these animals will be hitting him with their horns. Watata'uhu biakhfafiha, and they will march on him with their akhfaf, with their hoof. They will hit him with their horns and march him with their feet. Kullama nafidat alayhi ukhraha, adat alayhi ulaha. Those his animals, kullama nafidat alayhi ukhraha, each time the last of them finishes hitting him with its arms and marching on him, he is lying face down on that flat land. Each time the last of them does this, adat alayhi ulaha, the first of them returns to start the process again. This thing will continue, hatta, it will continue like that. So if he had 1,000 camels, 1,000 cows, 1,000 goats, 1,000 rams, 1,000, like that, sheep, these things will be happening to him. They continue to knock him, and they continue to march upon him between the first one and the last one, for as much as those animals are many that he had herded. La yuaddi minha zakataha, he has been refusing to pay the zakah that was due on them while on the surface of the earth. This thing will continue like this. Hatta yuqda bayna nasi fi yawmin kana miqdaruhu 50,000 sana. This difficult punishment and his grace and demean will continue like that. Hatta yuqda bayna nasi, until the judgment will be passed amongst the people. This expression From it, the scholars deduce that it means that while some of the creatures are talking about judgment in between themselves, the one who refuses to pay zakah is already being punished for zakah, for holding zakah. Other creatures are settling other issues. He is already being punished for holding back zakah. May Allah protect us. That will last for fi yawmin kana miqdaruhu 50,000 sana. It will last for a day, the equivalent, the estimate of which is 50,000 years. For 50,000 years, those who refuse to pay zakah, their animals, their goats, their camels, will ride on them, will hunt them, will hit them, will march on them. When the last one finishes, the first one starts again. They will be like that for 50,000 years. May Allah protect us. The Prophet said, alayhi salatu wasalam, thumma yura sabilahu imma ila al-jannati wa imma ila al-nar. After he has suffered that punishment. So the case will now, he will now be shown his place. Imma ila al-jannah. Whether he was going to come into al-jannah, that will be if he has the good deeds for al-jannah. The only problem he had was that he was not paying zakah. Wa imma ila nar, or that he will still be punished for other things again inside Jahannam. This expression itself has a lot of value in the discussions about zakah. The scholars say this is evidence that a person refusing to pay zakah, he has not rejected that paying zakah is compulsory. Just like the one who observes salah, he delays salah, he accepts he has to observe salah, he knows that salah is compulsory on him, he's just lazy, abandoning salah, observing zuhur at the time of isha, that one will be punished, as we have described. فَوَيْلٌ لِلْمُسَلِّينَ الَّذِينَ هُمْ عَنْ صَلَاتِهِمْ سَهُوا. This one has as-sahu and as-salah. Likewise, this one regarding zakah. This mani'u zakah, he will also be punished. What he has done is not kufur. So it is not every mani'u zakah that translates or constitutes kufur. Because if it was that, it will lead him into Jahannam completely, without talking about whether, like he said, alayhi salatu wasalam, thumma yura sabilahu imma ila al-jannah wa imma ila nar. That means he's a Muslim. Otherwise, he will not have an alternative of whether being inside al-jannah or a kafir, despite the fact that he has been punished for zakah. Because al-khuludu finnar is of the portion of those who refuse Islam, who deny the religion, who fall into kufur because of their denial or rejection, or other things they may have done. So he's saying, alayhi salatu wasalam, that thumma yura sabilahu imma ila al-jannati wa imma ila al-nar, is evidence that the person is still a Muslim. He will still benefit from the rewards of all the good deeds that he has done, even though he's being punished. May Allah protect us for man'u zakah, for refusing to pay zakah. This is the part of the hadith of Abu Huraira. Even in this, Al-Imam al-Dhahabi gave it as a summary. Otherwise, it was a very lengthy hadith. The Prophet mentioned, alayhi salatu wasalam, the camels separately. He mentioned al-Dhahab wal-Fidda separately. He mentioned the goats, the one who had them, who refused to pay zakah. He mentioned each of these separately in that hadith of Abu Huraira. I'm sure we had read it in the previous classes with its length. So this is where that hadith of Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu ends. But as far as the issue, when he said here that wama min sahibi kanzin la yu'addi zakatahu, as for sahibu kanz, the one who has gold and silver, he has money, naira and kobo. Don't forget, al-dhahab wal-fidda is usually mentioned because Because it is from them that we are able to estimate our naira or our dollars or our pound sterling. The standard for the estimation of those ones are what? Al-Zahab wal-Fidda, which were the means of exchange in the time of the Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam, as dinar, the gold coin, and as what? Dirham, the silver coin. The dinar used to be 20 dinars, is the minimum the individual will have. The scholars refer to it as nisab. We calculate it in naira now, it's about 13 million. And the dirham is the silver coin. It is from these two standards of gold and silver, al-dhahab wal-fidda, dinar and dirham, that we can calculate all other currencies which were the means of exchange in the time of the Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam. So the Prophet said alayhi salatu wasalam, ma min sahibi kanzin la yu'addi zakatahu illa muthila lahu kanzuhu yawm al-qiyamati shuja'an akra'a. There is no one who has kanz, is gold and silver, is naira and kobo, is Saudi Arabian riyals and halala, or pounds and the lower units of pound sterling, or dollars and the lower units of the dollars. In any of these, they are called kans. When the individual refuses to remove zakah that is due on them, the Prophet said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this kind of a person piled up that money, la yu'addi zakatahu, he will not remove the zakah that is due on them. Illa muthila lahu kanzuhu yawm al-qiyamati shuja'an akra'a. What will happen to him is that on the day of Qiyamah, that his money, Allah will make it to become shuja'an, a huge snake, akra'a, bald-headed. A bald-headed huge snake. I tried to find out why was it mentioned to be bald-headed. The scholar says snakes become bald-headed when they are extremely, extremely venomous. When snakes become extremely venomous, they are mentioned to be what? Akra, bald-headed. The venoms make their heads not become able to grow hairs or flesh. So they look bald-headed and very scary in their look. May Allah protect us. You will see that Al-Imam al-Zahabi only placed three dots there, meaning that the hadith continues. If you go back to Sahih Muslim, it said that that snake, yatsba'uhu fatihan fahu, that snake, yatsba'uhu, will be pursuing. That is his naira and kobo now. It will be pursuing that person who has refused to pay zakat. Fatihan fahu. The snake will leave its mouth open. Fa'idha atahu farra minhu. When the snake comes to that person, farra minhu. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. The individual begins to run away from the snake. The Prophet said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, fayunadihi, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. The snake will be calling that individual. Khuz kanzaka alladhi khaba'tahu ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Take your kanz, take your wealth that you had hidden. Fa'ana anhu ghaniyun. Today, I'm not in need of the world. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Fa'idha ra'a annahu la budda minhu. When this individual finds that he cannot find a way of escape, he waits. And the snake, in the end of the day, employs its mouth on the head of this individual, begins to bite him. So this is the case of a person who refuses to pay his zakat and his wealth. pills, a means of punishment for him. In the 42nd hadith, it was going to be a discussion about Abu Bakr al-Siddiq radiallahu anhu and how he fought those who refused to pay zakat in his time. I think while trying to bring us back to class today, we have just started, we've just come to the location where we should read a completely new hadith, and my intention was that we should complete this chapter today. But as it appears, I have to stop this class now so that we can go for Salah. The Adhan is already being called. Bismillah, will come back to class in the morning for Al Adab Al Mufrad tomorrow, inshallah, Yom Sabt. And I hope that at that time we would have enough time for our lessons in the morning, inshallah. I was estimating that we should be able to finish this class before the Adhan for Maghrib, on actually before the Salat for Maghrib. Abu Abdurrahman. Bismillah, we return to class tomorrow morning for Al Adab Al Mufrad. We have to go now. Ameen wa fikum barak. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.